One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Every year, the Sounds of Australia collection gets a little bigger. Recordings of song, speech and sound are added to this audio time capsule maintained by the National Film and Sound Archive. The latest additions, Australia's first gold record, two 1970s global pop hits, and one of our most memorable jingles, and a TV theme song you've probably sung along to, even if you never watched the show.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours, just a friendly wave each morning helps to make a better day.
Theme from Neighbours, heard all over the world, sung by Barry Crocker, Australian TV variety stalwart, and
drink it up, drink it up, crack another dozen tubes and prawns with me. Now if you just want to throw your voice, I won't have any choice but to chunder in the old Pacific Sea.
The man who played Barry McKenzie.
In come the dollars, in come the cents to replace the pounds, the shillings and pence. So be prepared when the money starts to mix on the 14th of February 1966.
The jingle that launched a currency.
Who are you?
I'm Dollar Bill, and I've come to tell everyone that decimal currency will be here from the 14th of February 1966.
What is decimal currency?
Decimal currency is simply a money...
I'm Kevin Goldsby, the actor who performed the voice of Dollar Bill. The voice of Mr. Pound, Percy Pound, was played by Ross Higgins, well known for his portrayal of a certain character.
The Kingswood! You're not taking the Kingswood! I just shampooed the battery!
The 1966 decimal currency jingle added to the Sounds of Australia collection. And this one too.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Australian Catholic nun Sister Janet Mead, a music teacher who encouraged the church to use modern music in the Mass. This was an international hit for her in 1973.
He's gone from us forever, our darling blue-haired boy, our cockeyed darling we will see no more. He gently passed away on the 93rd of May. He never died so suddenly before.
Australia's first homegrown gold record, the Horry Dargy Quintet, live in 1952. It sold 75,000 copies, now part of Sounds of Australia. As is a Bee Gees disco classic.
My friend Nick Cohen, who's a very good writer, was staying with me in New York, and he went to Brooklyn and discovered this whole sort of subgenre of people going out on Saturday nights to dance in discos. It was about the return to like 50s values of getting dressed up and spending all your money on one night.
Robert Stigwood, the entrepreneur, bought the rights to this article to make a film, Saturday Night Fever.
Music producer Bill Oakes, author Paul Gambaccini, on the origins of Saturday Night Fever. The Bee Gees wrote the songs, but their drummer was missing when it came time to make Stayin' Alive. So they found an industry-first solution.
When Dennis was not there, I said, well, why don't we just take a bar out of Night Fever? I think it's a little slower tempo. We'll slow it down a little bit and see if we can make a loop out of it. And then we did a bass line and then a guitar part.